This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome, race fans, to another great show. And I mean, this is a great show today because I've got a special guest, Jay Hoffman, the congressman for Illinois, who's been working countless of hours trying to get things done here. And I'm going to get to Jay in a second. Jamie, glad to have you on board again.
Glad to be back, Jono.
Hey, this is a great day here, man. Yesterday, the day before, we heard a lot of you guys have been working your asses off, Jay. God bless.
Yeah, so this weekend, I've worked on this probably for 15 years. This weekend, we finally
15 years, folks.
15 years. We finally passed Racino for Fairmont Racetrack, which will allow not only Fairmont to be competitive with surrounding states, but also is going to make sure that the purses go up, the attendance goes up, and we're going to increase the fields, and Fairmont Racetrack is going to be back again.
How, after 15 years, Jay, what were the, I don't want to get into the specifics on what it took or anything like that, but what made this one so special to break through?
Well, I think a couple things. First of all, the lead of Governor Pritzker, who was adamant that we do something for the horse racing industry. Also, we were able to make sure that there wasn't an adverse effect on the Casino Queen. And I think eventually the Casino Queen will partner with Fairmont out at Fairmont Racetrack in order to bring the racinos and bring the slot machines and the table games so that not only will attendance increase, but also a portion of every dollar bet is going to go to purses for the horsemen.
Jamie, perfect. You got anything?
I'm pumped, man. I haven't been in it as long as you guys have and, you know, kind of sat through all the rough years, but I'm pumped up.
Well, it really pumps people like you up because you're the ones that own the horses, mm-hmm. and now you're going to be able to survive, basically. It's not a $5,000 purse split in five ways now. Now the low end probably be $10,000 to $12,000, and now it's giving you guys a fighting chance as well. Jay, when and how many slot machines are we talking here? What's the
I believe the number of total positions at Fairmont, and they don't have to use, it'll be a business decision, they don't have to use all of them, but would be 900 positions would be.
900, man. 900. That'll be probably all of the grandstand area.
Well, it's my understanding that, so from the state of Illinois perspective, we tied gaming, and I think this had a lot to do with it, as I negotiate the capital bill and the infrastructure bill. I was adamant that we tie any increases in gaming to a capital bill, an infrastructure bill, to build roads, bridges, schools. And I think ultimately that helped a lot in trying to get this passed. It's not just Fairmont, but we're also talking about Chicago Casino, where we lose Illinois, you know, millions and millions of dollars of people going into Indiana to gamble. There'll be a casino in Rockford. There'll be one in Danville, another one in Southern Illinois. But the biggest thing for us is making sure, number one, that Fairmont remains viable. This will do that. And making sure the Casino Queen remains viable. Because they're both will be huge employers for the Metro East area. And I think we were the only state in the nation that had both casino gaming and horse racing that didn't have one or two things. And some of them have both. And that would be a revenue share from the casinos to the horse race, the racing industry, or have slots at the racetracks that could help out the horse racing industry. So this puts us on par with Indiana and other states so that we won't lose our horses to Indiana because we'll be competitive on our purses.
Yeah, that was my question for you, is how do you make it work, so to speak, Casino Queen in Fairmount Park with, you know, technically being competitive with each other when it comes to, you know, the casino floor. How do you make it viable for both parties?
Well, first of all, I think what was important is that we make sure that the Casino Queen remains a viable entity. That's important for our whole region. Mm-hmm. Also, the Alton Bell remains a viable entity. And what I think is ultimately going to happen is that the Casino Queen will be manager of the slots and the gaming part of it for Fairmount Racetrack, because Fairmount's not in that business. They're in the horse racing business. So they're experts in this, and they'll work together and hopefully come up with some kind of amicable agreement that's going to benefit both.
Perfect. Now, will the Casino Queen, will they operate at Fairmount Park? Is that the main place that now, or is it still two places?
They would have to continue to operate the boat in East St. Louis, and then they would also hopefully enter into some kind of agreement that helps both Fairmount and the Casino Queen, and is an additional revenue for the Casino Queen that could help them out.
Okay, it sounds like a win-win situation for everybody here.
Did I see something in everything that? Is there something new you guys added where the actual physical casinos don't have to be tied to water, or how do you, you know, I don't know what the proper wording is.
But. Yeah. So for instance, the Alton Casino right now, because of the flooding, it's out of business. So This would allow them and other casinos to move. They couldn't leave the city that they're in, but they could move onto a land-based area if they so choose. And I think what we'll see at Fairmount, hopefully, in the very near future, is you can apply for a temporary license where you don't have to have the whole big new physical facility, but you can get things out there. I don't know how long that'll take. It'll be tough to get it done for this racing season, I think, because you got to get licensed through the gaming board. You got to get all that, but it's not going to require. It doesn't require Fairmount or any of the other new casinos to build some Taj Mahal in order to get moving. You can have a temporary facility with a long-term plan, so we can begin to get money in that can help the horsemen and help out Fairmount.
You said one more casino in Southern Illinois, too. So,
well, I heard it's not going to end there, because now you're also looking at sports books.
Yeah, and I forgot that. So
that's big.
Yeah, Fairmount will be eligible, as will the Casino Queen, and all existing licensees for either horse racing or casinos will be able to have a sports book like they did in New Jersey and some other states. So they can build a sportsbook area, they can bet there, and then eventually, after a certain amount of time, you'll actually be able to bet mobily.
I tell you what, Jay, this is a big, this is something that's going to be really big for people. That I'm saying right now, Fairmount Park or Casino Queen, whoever the name we're going to go by here, the Racino, I like that name, by the way. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be a lot of people employed, too. It's not just going to be the old Fairmount Park crew anymore.
Well, hopefully what will happen is there already is an interest at Fairmount in horse racing. We, I believe, of all the tracks in Illinois, have the biggest attendance per event, per race day.
Can you believe that?
I totally believe that.
We beat Chicago, according to Jay. That's beautiful.
Yep. They unfortunately for us, though, they have bigger purses because more is bet. Even though less people go, more is bet. And it's because of the Chicagoland area, and you can get it by doing it mobily or however you do it. But I think that the people who will come out will increase vastly, and all that's going to go to help Fairmount Park and the horsemen survive.
Well, this is beautiful. 15 years, Jay. We finally broke through, my man. Thank you so much. And I heard that you were talking. We're going to have the governor next week on the show with you.
I'm going to try and get the governor to come on, because I know he's a big supporter. He pushed this. I would be remiss if I didn't also mention Representative Katie Stewart, who represents a portion of Fairmount Park, and Senator Rochelle Crow, and Representative Latoya Greenwood, and Senator Chris Belt. All those folks who represent the Metro East area have been very active in trying to make sure that this gets done, and it's done in an equitable fashion. So
And folks, this is all part of you now. I mean, these names that Jay Hoffman just mentioned, I think down the line, when these people are up for election, you can't think twice about it. These are the people that push the grounds here to make this possible. And we got to make it happen.
And it's going to happen now, finally. And I know that the governor is going to sign the bill. He's told me he's going to sign the bill, and it's all part and parcel of a $45 billion capital improvements bill for roads and bridges and infrastructure and schools and higher education.
How can we lose? How can we lose on this? This is great news.
It's some of the best news, I think, that has come out of Springfield in a long time.
So. Yeah, yeah. And one more thing, you guys, before you leave, Jay, you passed the marijuana bill, too.
Yeah,
recreational. How about that?
I don't think that's going to affect me as much. It's going to affect you, John.
This is a big day for me, Jay. I thank you so much, partner. And next week, I'd love to have you and the governor on the show.
I'm going
to
see about getting that done.
Thank you so much, Jay. That's Jay Hoffman, my friends. And Jay's working hard. Jay's working hard. He's making things possible, Jamie. That's what it's all about.
It's awesome.
15 years it took the man to do it. He's like Moses. He walked through the desert. He got the job done, though. That's it, folks. You know, we could have sat here and we could have talked about it a little bit more, but I said, let's bring in Jay Hoffman, and he said, you know what, I'd love to be on the show, and that's what it's all about. I keep emphasizing it, but I called this. I called this, Jamie. I let these people know that were negative, that were giving us all the shit out there, saying whatever this, it's not going to work, blah, blah. You know what? All this negativity, I don't want any of you people in my foxhole. This is what it's all about. The guy worked 15 years. He never gave up on it.
Nope. Finally got it done.
Hey, folks, we do have racing for you tomorrow as well. You know that? We got some racing, and it's good to cover that. But you know what, man? It's like something big is coming from the horizon here.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I think we'd be remiss, too, though, at as I call us Fairmont Park cronies, you and I, because that's our spot, man. I think we'd be remiss if we didn't thank some of the people at Fairmont Park that were behind this.
Of course.
Jimmy Watkins, Dan O'Halloran, those guys were behind this big time. And we also need to thank the people that were the attorneys for the HBPA and our lobbyists, John Costello and Lloyd Cueto Jr. So they did a hell of a job.
You know what? Everyone behind the scene, God bless them. And I got to give a shout out to all you trainers and all you owners out there that stuck around. When there's no money to be made, you guys still did this and still went into the red every time. Yep. Went into the red just so you said you had a racehorse. There was nothing coming from that. You can't make a money out there. You can't make a living out there. The trainers got to run at least 20, 30 horses a week just to get anything, and that's impossible to do. So, you know what? For you folks out there, too, this Jay worked 15 years. I know you worked even longer just putting your horses into the field trying to get something done. So, God bless. Anyway, let's start with a little racing action. I tell you what, I got a big glow to me right now. And we're going with race number one. Race number one, we've got a claiming 4,006 furlong. And I looked at this, Jamie. This is a tough field here. It's a tough horse to pull out of. What do you got here?
You know what? I looked at a couple here that I thought were pretty interesting. One key angle that I really like, you go to the six horse here, this Dramatic. It's a Pete Scalcione horse, Dennis Bierman. Dennis Bierman's got horses all over the country, big owner. The biggest thing I like about this horse is running down at Delta February, breaks its maiden for $10,000 in pretty decent fashion. And then, you know, these guys sit back and they say, okay, we're going to drop this horse in non-two life for $4,000. They could have went to the $10,000 level or – you know, even the $7,500, they put in the right spot, I felt like. Felt like he got a bad trip the last time, and you can throw that one out.
Of course you can, because it was a sloppy. The horse, You know what? You look at his past history, too. He hasn't really fared well in slop.
He's 0-for on the dirt when it's wet.
So, you know what? For them to run it, they ran it at the low. They're trying to get rid of the horse. So I can see a nice argument being made for the six sure. here. Right? Yeah, I don't know how Delta... That is Delta, right?
Delta Downs,
yeah. Yeah, Delta Downs. I don't know where their maiden claiming 10,000 stands. Is if that's their low point, is if that's their I don't know too much about it.
You know what? I'm not quite sure on that either. But I mean somebody thought pretty decent of this horse. Tommy Pompeo was on the horse three times. You know, and here, like I said, I love the fact that they go from 10,000 to right into four non-two.
They want it.
They put in the right spot.
Yeah, they want this horse to win. They're trying to get this horse to win. Maybe the slop thing didn't work out, so he's got an excuse there. But my angle on this one is the two horse, the 5-2 horse, my best pal, and that is Steve Manley. And I'll tell you what, Steve, you are kicking ass, my friend. You're at 41%. On the win clip right now. You've got everything going the right way. You've got Victor Santiago on this horse. They took Molina off this horse. They put on Victor. And you know what? That's saying something, too, because last time out, Molina won this race by 1.5. So they bring it right back. They got Victor on. I think they're very confident with this horse. Now they're dropping it. In that was a 1 mile race. Now they're going to 6 furlong. I think this is look where the horse was the last race. I mean at the front. I think it's going to get a little bit of a Victor's going to keep him right there at the front, not work him too much. I think my best pal will be up there. And you know what? I got El Comente with your horse right there too. I got El Comente, Harry Lynch, and this horse hasn't done anything wrong here, my friends. He's been running two life for the last Fairmont, July 21st of last year. Okay, so this horse has got experience against the little better horses than the rest of the crew here because the other horses had just been running maiden claimers and now they're moving up too. So I think the two life here plays a big role into it. He lost by 3 last time, finished 2nd, and race before 2nd by 1. So you know what? I think El Comente will have a say-so in this race too. So that's what I got. I got a 2-3 with your six here. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. You know, and I'll give you another angle that I'm kind of looking at now that I see this. Three key factors. This 5-horse, the narrowing way, okay? You go to trainer Dwayne Wells, 23% trainer, okay? Look at the breeding on this horse. Giant's Causeway out of a Scat Daddy mare.
I want to ask you this.
Big time.
I want to ask you this. You're a owner. Let's say you're interested in this horse. Now, I've been in the situation that you're in right now. You look at that, but to me, that doesn't pan out to anything
doesn't
anymore.
Pan out to anything
because
after,
you've already proven 12 yourself races. 12 races. How many races do you give it, Jamie, before you say, you know what, I think the bloodline may not be a factor in this anymore?
I think it all just depends because, I mean, you look at certain sires. You look at a horse, English Channel. Great sire. It seems like the English Channel horses are better at 4 and 5 years old than they are at like 2 and 3.
Good point.
There's some different angles there. Let me finish on this 5 real quick though. Let me give you a little angle here. This Alvin Ortiz. You ever heard of him?
Obviously, someone has because the kid's doing pretty damn good right now. He's at 30%.
6-4-6 and 20 starts. The horse is 3 starts at Fairmont, 1 win, 1 2nd. Key race is the last race this horse ran at Fairmont Park. The narrowing way runs first, the 5. Red Dirt Road runs right behind it. Red Dirt Road just broke its maiden the next out at Fairmont Park this past Saturday by 3 or 4. I believe Bob's Brass Dancer ran 2nd in that race, but that's a key race. And then you go back to the Christmas Cookie race. Nobody was beating Christmas Cookie that day, first by 18.5. I think this horse is set up to run a big one tomorrow. I really do.
I like to move on from this race, but there's one angle on this one that is interesting. You just brought it up, too. You just put bolts in me here on thinking about it. Now, the last race out, Narrowing Way, was at the front and loved to stay at the front, okay, at 6 furlong. Now, guess what? I think Victor's going to have his horse He's going to have the instruction, keep him up front too.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any closer here that says the three?
Okay,
the three.
Eight. Yeah.
The three.
That's your horse.
The three. The three stands out too. All right, so that's what we got here, folks. We got the 2-3-6 on the – and Jamie, I think, is going with the 6-2-3, or how are you looking at it?
I'm going to go with the – I'm going to go with the 6-5-2
for Jamie. Let me write this down here. 6-5-2. Jamie and Jono would go with the. I'm going with the 2 on top here, followed by the. By the 3, followed by the 6. All right, so we're a little different on this one. All right, moving on to race number 2. Race number 2. We've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000 for fillies and mare, which have never won 2 races. You want to lead us off on this one, pal?
Yeah, so we got a 9-2 life here for 4,000. Clearly on paper, it looks like the 2 is the horse. Coming out of allowance optional 10, was running claiming 5,000, 9-2 life up at Hawthorne. You get Santiago aboard.
Something's went down there too, Jamie, because now Molina rode that one too. Now it's going to Victor Santiago.
Top jock, top percentage trainer there right now. Manley's tough.
He's killing it.
I mean, probably the best horse, on paper for sure. And then I'm going to go with this Durham horse behind it. Dropping out of 7,500 9-2 life at Will Rogers Downs, which, for everybody that doesn't know, Will Rogers is pretty comparable to Fairmont Park quality-wise. So, you get the second top jock there, Molina on, Mike Durham's percentage. Mike Durham's 21%, not too bad at all.
Is that the Oklahoma Carroll?
Oklahoma Carroll, yeah. So I like a 2-3 here in a 6-horse field.
Well, you know what? Now we're talking, because I got the 2 over the 3-4.
I like it.
I like the 4 here. The 4 ran exactly possibly the same type of races as the horse number 2. And that's Kevin Wilborn. I'll tell you what, folks, he's at 20%. And Diego's the type of jockey, I've said it all along, and I'll say it again, he likes the front. This horse can be a front runner here, and this is exactly the chemistry they need. They stepped this horse up to allowance optional claiming for 10,000 at Fairmont Park, ran 5th, and, well, there was only 5 horses, but finished 8th back, and I really think that this horse is going to be up there too. I think it may make a nice solid bid for second place here. So I got a 2 with the 4-3 or 2 with the 3-4 is what I got.
I like it.
All right. So moving on to race number 3. Race number 3. What do we got here? What do we got? We've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. For fillies and mares, which have never won three races. And you know what? I'll take the lead on this one. And I'm going with the 2 horse here. I got 2 horse standing out in my book here. And you know what I look for, Jamie? I look for, now, you have horses that are three life. Mm-hmm. And it's running a lot of condition. The 1 horse, Ali O'Malley right there, it's like a 3 life race, and it hasn't broken out of there. Okay. A 2 life, a 3 life. I look for the horses that run like 3,200 condition, 10,000 condition, 12,000. Mm-hmm. I get it. It's a state bred, but you know what, folks? This horse has been running at Oaklawn Park, a little different pedigree over there. They got their nostrils are full of heat over there. I think the 2 stands out here to me, Miss Barham. I think John Coxey always brings good horses from Oaklawn Park. If they can't cut it there, he's not wasting time. He'll bring it to Fairmont Park here, the junior circuit, and watch how these horses perform here. I like him, and Victor Santiago, their camp thought something of this as well. They jumped on the 2 horse as well.
Yeah, and I'll back you up on the 2 here. Coming out of Oaklawn Park, and I'm very partial to Oaklawn. I love going there. I love handicapping the races. I go back and I look at the form on this horse, February, running state bred, allowance 12.5, Chilean Queen. It's lost to Chilean Queen twice and already, but those are two of the best bottom horses in state bred company in Arkansas. I'm telling you that straight out. Mm-hmm. And then it runs into a horse. If you go back when this, when Ernie Johnson or Aaron Johnson had this horse with Ernie Witt, look at it's running nine 2 and 3 months allowance, 83,000.
Right.
State bred. And it's getting beat by Miss 51st Street, who's a graded stakes state bred winner there in Arkansas. I mean, it's running against big time horses. This horse must have had, I don't know, some kind of injury or something, but you know, it's running against great competition.
And if anyone out there says, well, you know, John or Jamie, I'm looking at the last two at Fairmount Park where he was the beaten favorite, 60 cents to the dollar, 90 cents to the dollar, beaten squarely too. You know what? Sloppy track on both. Sloppy track on both. Let's I give them a pass on that. Mm-hmm. I give them a pass on that. Let's move on. A dry surface. These guys, I think, will have everything together. Ali O'Malley, to me, is the horse that likes to be up front there, and I think if weather permitting, everything stays dry, I think Miss Barham makes a statement this time.
Yeah, and I agree, and I'll say this. I give a lot of credit to the Ali O'Malley. Doesn't ever win this spot, it seems like, this non-2 or this non-3 spot, but horse always gets a piece, it looks like. So yeah. I would throw the one in the exacts, and I think you'll probably get a pretty juicy price. I think she'll be 7, 8, 9 to 1.
Well, there's
which
no
will help the exotics.
Yeah. Well, I kept going back and forth with this Arctic Music, the four horse. I really think the four horse belongs right here.
Yeah.
It's not dropping down or anything like that. Well, it is dropping. I'm sorry. Yeah. It is dropping down from last year. This year, I mean, these guys, Obermeyer and this jockey here, I'll tell you what, 17% Cliff, Walfrey Lopez hasn't mm-hmm. been a slouch either.
No.
I'd look for Arctic Music to make some noise here, too.
I'm with you. I think we can agree 2-4 with the one, a third, possibly. You like that?
I like the two. You know what? I would go on this one. I would go 2-4-1 is what I would go.
I'm in agreement with you there. I like it.
4-1 is what we're looking at here. Let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we got this is the one that you were talking to me. You were a little excited before this whole thing started about this allowance optional claiming race, right?
I do like this race.
Was it the one coming at?
Coming up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. All right. That's what we got then. So this one, we got allowance optional claiming 5,000. And bro, can you imagine this allowance optional claiming? It's going to be worth 25,000. In the months to come, next year.
I'm with you. This is one of the better races at Fairmount, $9,800 purse.
Yeah, and here's the thing about it, too. We may have racing five damn days a week. Can you believe that?
That would be sweet.
This is going to be like, hey, Jamie, what you got going? Nothing.
We're going to have to do the show at the track.
We will, too. How about that? They'll have a place for us. What's that? Yeah, our producer here, Brian, he's giving us the big thumbs up. Our friends in what's our African country? Mauritius. They'll be there, too, with us. Everyone will be supporting us. All right, so we got race 4 here. What do you got here, my friend? What do you got? This is a non-winners of a race other than a maiden claiming or waving claiming starter or, you know, a lot of ifs. And, you know, this is the type of stuff that trainers and agents know about.
Yeah, so you've got the one in this race. I mean, we keep going back to it, but, you know, Steve Manley's winning 41%. Santiago up. The horse is coming out of...
Loves the close, too, man.
Yeah, and here, the horse is coming out of starters at up at Hawthorne. Not only coming out, but runs first by a nose over Cast Iron and Hawk's Image, which are nice horses. I go back to the race. May 21st, this horse runs. Runs second and really never had a chance. This horse in front of it, Midnight Las Vegas, is a nice, nice horse. Runs first by 12 and 3 quarters and then just ran Saturday in a starter 8,000 race at Belterra and won by 1.5. So Summer Disco is a classy little horse out of Summer
Bird. I like it a lot.
Jay Armin, he's a big breeder out of Arkansas, Florida. I think he's a doctor down there in Arkansas. But Manly and Santiago, this is my play of the day right here, the one.
The one is your play.
That's my play of the day.
You know what? I got something for you on that, too. All right. I got something that's going to follow that up. I'm going to go with the – folks, this one may go off at 4-5 or 3-5, all right? That's what I'm thinking on this. So let's – you can't make any money if you play the horse straight up. Straight. This is what you got to do here. This is when the wheels turn in this twisted mind of Jono here. This is when you followed up with the four – Serious talk, and that's Mike Durham and Molina, and this is another horse that, you know what, it's not, this has been running allowance optional claimers, starter allowance optionals. I mean, this horse has been right there with some war paint on as well, but you know what, I'm not done there. I like the five to get third here, and that's another Manly horse. And who else better than Elizabeth Thurman to get on a live horse? I mean, this gal gives everything she's got when she's on a regular horse. Now she's got one at 9-2, and it's a live mount here. I guarantee you she has circled this, and she has got some war paint on herself.
Yeah, she's definitely on a live horse here. She has, I got to give her a shout out. Hope she's listening.
Oh, she listens. She loves the show.
She has steadily improved in the last year and two or two. She shows up every morning. She works hard.
And
she's a quality person.
That's what it's all about. And the last race was an open 8,000.
She was running open 8 on that horse.
At Hawthorne.
Yep.
And you know what? That was Victor Santiago was on that horse, and now Santiago gets on a little bit better in the barn horse, one horse. But the hold the door, this horse is not holding the door to anybody.
It could be a stone cold Manly exact.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. The only one that could screw this show up is Molina. So what do I always tell my people? Play a nice trifecta here. Play a $10 trifecta, 1-4-5, and back it up with a 1-5-4. That's what I'm saying.
$30 is it?
That's $20 right there. Yeah, that's $20. $10 on. I'm playing it straight. That's what I'm seeing here.
All right.
Now let's move on. Let's move on to the fifth race here, my friends. Fifth race, we got allowance optional claiming 5,000, and this for fillies and mares, 3-year-old and upward. Not winners of a race other than whatever. All right, what do you got here, babe? What do you got here? This is a mile now.
Yeah, going a route of ground. The one comes out of the race with the 2 and the 5, runs a third. I really like the 2 and the 5. John Redenauer's got both horses. Alvin Ortiz up on one, Lizzie Thurman up on the other. The 3's a throw out for me coming out of 3 sprint races. I love the 4 as well. I think this is a race where you can play your dollar try box 2-4-5. I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're going to get rich off of it, but any one of those 3 horses can win. The 4 looks like the class, kind of dropping.
Do you
out
think
of the
that there he's put the 4 in there just for a warm up, a little work? That's going to pay off too, by the way, and maybe bring him back to Arlington or back up to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the race and the horse is eligible for the allowance optional 5, doesn't have the tag on him. I mean, yeah, I think this could be a precursor to a bigger race at Arlington
and get paid for it too. By the way, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this 4 here to, once again, it's a Manly horse. And I'm sorry, folks, if you're saying, oh, he's picking the shot. But I'm trying to just, me and Jamie, I'm just trying to pick some winners here, all right? I like the 4. I like, and you know what? You're going to think I'm crazy on this, but I like the 1. I like the 1, Kalispell here. It's a Teddy Randazzo horse, and Teddy, he gets these horses fired up at the front, man. That's one thing about Teddy, and I didn't want to bring up Teddy with you because he did claim your horse from you.
Yeah, he got the Clean Barn Award award last week, and he cleaned our barn out, so that was nice of him.
Yeah, but Teddy will have his horse readied up here, and he's got Juan Molina. They'll have this horse out front. This horse is, like I say, you know, he's got the war paint on, and 2019, he's been busy. He's been busy. He's run 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 times, and he's been in the claim box twice, and he's been claimed twice too. So you know what? People are seeing this horse here. I like a cold cut, exact the box here. I like a 4. I like the 4 to win it, followed by the 1. That's what I got here.
All right. I like that.
You like that one?
Sure.
All right. Let's move on to race number 6. Race number 6, we've got a 6 furlong allowance, optional claiming 10,000. And this is for fillies and mares. Which have upward non-winners of 2 races. All right. I'm not going to give you that crap. I didn't give you that crap last year. I'm not going to do it this year. It's for fillies and mares. All right. Allowance optional claiming 10,000. What do you got here, babe?
I might be partial to a horse in this race just because I pay for it, but.
Your horse.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's what I'll tell you. I think it's interesting.
It's his horse.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting. You look on paper at the 3, Zaphical, 6-year-old mare that 4-1-3 lifetimes made 95,000. Pretty nice horse running in some big spots at Indiana. Keeneland runs at Kentucky Downs in a $25,000 starter, 4th by 3 to some very nice horses. You know, if from a handicapping standpoint, I'm looking at this on paper, I'm a little worried. It looks like there's probably a hole in the horse somewhere. Runs October 14th and then is laid off for 6, 7, 8 months. You know, obviously it's been running against much better competition.
Which one are you talking about?
Talking about the 3, Zaphical.
My problem with the 3, and I don't think you should worry about this 3, is this horse likes synthetic and turf a lot.
I agree with you.
And when it comes down to the dirt aspect of it, I don't know if it's really proven itself.
Yeah, the only time you got to go all the way back to November of 16, it runs allowance optional at 62.5, not too other than, and it runs a big second with Corey Lanieri up.
But I tell you what, though. This horse loves Fairmont Park in the morning works. Bullet, 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 my friends. I mean, this horse is going to go to the front. This horse is going to establish itself, and let's see what the hell happens
there's
here.
There's some other speed in the race to go with this horse. I'm not sure if they're as fast.
That adds a big factor to it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm partial to my horse for the simple fact that how can you argue with the numbers on the horse? The horse has won at 5 different racetracks, has never won at Fairmont Park, which is the star. You know, that's the disclaimer. 15 wins and 43 starts.
Well, let me ask you this, Jamie. You're the owner. Mm-hmm. You're tight with the trainer. I'm gonna try to pick your head a little bit.
Okay.
The 2 is all about speed also.
2's a speed horse.
You've got 1. Who likes to be up front too? Likes to get up there and like, I mean, the best scenario likes to get up front too. You've got the 3 horse here who's going to probably sit back and watch this dissolve, but he may say I outclass these horses. I may just go to the front and keep it to the front. Now let's go to your horse here, American Holiday. American Holiday, this horse, folks, 3 starts back. He was sitting 5th, and this dog here put on a move
going
and a 5, half here.
Going, I mean, 5.5.
Going 5.5, too. I mean, this horse made a nice, legit move at Hawthorne. I know Hawthorne's a long stretch, but I'm telling you right now, when you cut into something like that, it favors you. It favors a closer because now we're looking at 3, 4 horses. I haven't even – let's look at the 5. The 5 is all about speed, too. It sets up perfectly for American Holiday to sit in that second pack here and just watch this thing dissolve. Watch horses all crumb all around it. I look for American Holiday to have a big, big showing here, and I like American Holiday to nip one of these tiring horses. That's what I'm seeing.
I'm with you.
Of course you're with me. Yeah, it's your horse, but I'm seeing. I mean, even the 6. You look at the 6. The potential of the 6 is all about being in the front. If this horse the best chemistry for the six is there's so much speed in the front. The only one that's really going to enjoy all this is the four horse. Mm-hmm. The four horse is like, go. You guys battle each other out all you want.
Go for it.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a pace of 21 something. I think you're going to see a 46. And that's when everything starts falling apart.
I'm with you there, man.
But
I hope you're right.
But if this thing, if they hold each other back and run a 48 or a 49, I don't see a good day for you.
Close. I agree.
All right. So now we move on to race number 7. Race number 7, we got a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming 12,500 here. This is a good one. What do you got here, babe?
You know what? I'm very partial to a horse, but I think same scenario as the last race. It has to have the some pace in front of it break down for it to win the race, but I love the 6, Diamond Maximus. 4-year-old, gray road ruler, Illinois bred, Kevin Wilborn. Can't argue with his stats, 1-0-2 in 5 starts. He doesn't run a ton, but when he does, he's live. This horse has never run out of Fairmont Park. Has run 4 times at Fairmont Park, 2 wins, a 2nd.
What number is that?
That's the 6, Diamond Maximus, road ruler out of Cactus Ridge mare called Hiraguchi, who... You remember Hiraguchi, what a Fairmont horse that was.
Right.
But I love...
love speed.
Yeah, I love the 6, especially if the pace breaks down in front of it. I think the 6 will win this race.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm not buying into the 6, and I'm telling you why right here. It's a 2-life horse, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-life horse. Now you're taking on horses 3-life. And let's not forget this one from Laurel Park. Allowance... optional claiming 40,000, 50,000, 75,000. This horse has come here to win, man. And this horse, last time out, lost by a head. I think this horse makes a statement here. Durango Kid gets the job done, does not look back. I think Durango Kid opens up on this field, actually. I'm looking at this one being possibly a 7-10 length lead. This is my play of the day here. If you could catch this horse at 2-1, God bless, because I don't think this horse is going to be 2-1. And if it does go down to 3-5, 4-5, that's when I play Jamie's horse here. I'll play it right behind it because that's where the money, that's where you make the money at. I mean, that's where it's all at. Yeah, if I'm going to put up $100 to make $15 and change, that's a dumb bet. That's a dumb bet. And for you, all you bettors out there, you got to think smartly when you're betting these. Because if you're going in for something like that, you're putting up what bettor puts up money like that? I mean, there's somebody a million of them. There's a million of them out there, but it's not smart play.
It's horrible play.
All right. That's our racing for tomorrow. That's matinee. Racing starts at what time here? Let's check
1
this
one.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, folks. They still had the cheap beer.
Oh, yeah. Cheap beer, dollar hot dogs.
Dollar hot dogs. Well, what the hell? How can you go wrong? How can you go wrong with all that? So come on out. Bring your kids. Very kid-friendly. And I tell you what, it's going to be friendly to everybody down the line. And next week, tune in because we are going to have the governor on this show. We're going to have Jay and the governor on this show. How about that? We're getting things done around here, aren't we?
You are.
All right, keep cashing those winning tickets and stay tuned. And God bless, folks. We'll see you next time around.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmountParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.